No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Hello?
A Rudy Vallee Dreen Shampoo Show.
Yes.
This is Monty Woolley. Let me speak to Rudy Vallee.
This is Vallee. Hello, Monty.
Rudy, I've been considering your invitation to visit your show. I've decided to come over to lend a little dignity and culture to your goings-on.
Good. When will you be here?
Oh, in a little while, I trust. A little while. At the moment, I'm seeing a lovely young lady home.
Where does she live?
I don't know. I've been following her for 20 blocks.
Makes a rainy day seem clear again. It brings you near again to me. Sweet music makes a bitter word grow sweet again. Two hearts can beat again in harmony. We've learned to sing a song in spring, and yet if I forget it, by December, will you remember? Sweet music makes the same old story new again. I bring to you again my
You know, girls, lovely, lustrous hair is still the crowning glory of a glamorous woman. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you try Dreen with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap, cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dreen with hair conditioner. Well, listen, no soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap because it never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the shining loveliness. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dreen completely removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So, for this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Here's Vivian Blaine, Mr. Vallee.
Welcome to the Dreen Show, Vivian.
Thank you, Rudy.
Vivian, ever since you came down to our Coast Guard patrol base 2 years ago and stopped the show, but cold, I've wanted to introduce you to the radio audience.
You're very kind.
No, Vivian, I mean it. In all my years of presenting singing personalities, I have never found anyone who had such a versatile style of delivery as you gave us down at Wilmington. That night you did five numbers, each as different from the other as day is from night. And I knew it would only be a matter of time before some studio would realize your very great gift. And no one is happier than I that you were the cherry blonde star in 20th Century Fox's Greenwich Village. And now in their new Technicolor production, Something for the Boys.
I've just given Frank Duvall the arrangement for the number I do in Something for the Boys. It's I'm in the Middle of Nowhere.
Downbeat, please, Frank.
In between. never knowing you love me. I go drifting from dream to dream. And so, if I wind up with no one, running in circles, wandering here and there, without your love to guide me, I'm not getting anywhere. And so, if I wind up with no how can I help but be blue? I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Vivian, that song merely whets the appetite for more. You must sing another one for us later.
Later?
Yes, you see, it's time now for the orchestra to take a 5-minute rest.
Well, why? Are the boys tired?
Tired, schmired. If they play another note now, it costs me $8 extra.
Oh, I see.
We'll call for you in just a few minutes.
Mr. Valley, I believe that Monty Woolley has just arrived.
My dear young lady, I beg to differ. Monty Woolley just got here. He arrived years ago.
Ah, my old professor. Punctuality is thy name.
Could be, but my friends call me Monte. Rudy, you're gazing upon the innocent victim of a Yuletide shopping expedition. Oh, what an experience.
What happened?
Well, this morning I entered a mercantile emporium, commonly known as a department store. Stepped into an elevator, and halfway up, the cursed contraption got stuck between floors.
That must have been very annoying.
Annoying? Why, I spent 3 hours between men's shorts and women's underwear.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to extricate yourself from that predicament, for you couldn't have chosen a more propitious moment for your entrance.
Yes. I list punctuality among my few virtues. To me, tardiness is anathema.
In which I heartily concur. In my not too humble opinion, no exigency justifies procrastination.
Yes. Although you do put it rather bluntly. Now, Rudy, I suggest we dispense with the polysyllabic dialogue. We'll be broadcasting over the radio. We must think of the peasants.
That's okay with me, Monty. I'm ready when you are.
Well, just give me a moment to drop down to that level. Okay, bud, let's go.
Well, Monty, in whipping the program together, we were undecided as to just the right way to introduce you.
Well, why not a short resume of my career? Nothing long, mind you. A 10 or 15 minute speech could do it.
I'm afraid that wouldn't be practical, Monty. You see, our sponsor, Dreen Shampoo, allows us only a half hour for entertainment. If I spent 15 minutes introducing you, it wouldn't leave enough time for me to sing.
Then what could be more perfect? Don't be offended, Rudy. It's nothing personal. Simply that I loathe all sniveling crooners.
I choose to ignore that only for the sake of expediency.
Rudy, remember the peasants.
I mean, skip it.
Well, that's better. You were speaking of my introduction.
Oh, yes. It isn't as long as you suggested, but I believe you'll find it quite adequate. Listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, a few years ago, the Legitimate Theater sent Hollywood one of its finest actors. Among his notable performances on the screen are listed such smash successes as The Man Who Came to Dinner and Since You Went Away. He can currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox production When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. He is suave, debonair. He is brilliant. He is charming. He is Monty Woolley.
Well, thank you for trying, Rudy. Really, that introduction doesn't fit me. I think it describes you better.
Oh, does it? Am I suave and debonair?
No.
Well, am I charming?
Hardly.
Am I brilliant?
Well, now, come to think of it, the whole thing does fit me, doesn't it?
Oh, Monty, I always did say
that. Rudy, Oh, are you really Monty Woolley?
Well, I am not the good humor man.
Oh, Monty, this is Edith Gwynne of the Hollywood Reporter. She writes the most exasperating column in Hollywood. Do you mind if she reads her items to me?
Well, I'd be charmed, providing I don't have to listen.
Go on, Edith.
The John Wayne divorce was granted today, and I'd like to predict that his next wife will be Esperanza Bauer. She's a little Mexican actress, and though few people know it, they've been going around together for months. Rudy, you should see the last gasp in gowns they've whipped up for Betty Grable to wear in her new picture. It's made entirely of mink skins, just tacked loosely so that they dangle like fringe when she walks.
Oh, that's enough.
The foundation is pink chiffon, and it looks like there were nothing underneath but La Grable. But, of course, it only looks that way.
Oh, that's enough.
Did you hear about W.C. Fields? He's just come out of the hospital where he's been for several days with a broken nose. He says his cane slipped.
Stop! Stop, for heaven's sake, stop!
What's the matter, Mr. Woolley?
My dear young lady, and I use the word dear in reference to your antlers. Whilst engaged in your Hollywood harangue, you slurred over your sibilance. Your consonants sounded like a wounded eagle at bay. Your subjects hardly had a nodding acquaintance with your predicates. You left your participles dangling from coast to coast. Now, Rudy, you must ask this person to go.
But why?
Because if she continues, I am liable to split an infinitive.
Oh, I can take a hint. Good night, Rudy. Good night, Mr. Woolley.
And now, Monty, what were we discussing?
A most fascinating subject. Me.
Monty, you always were an egotist, even years ago when you were my dramatic professor at Yale.
Yes. That brings back memories. It was many, many years ago that I taught at Old Eli. I called it Young Eli then.
Yes, how well I remember my old schoolmates, Franchitone, Spencer Tracy, Clark Gable. We were all in the same class.
Well, you're not in their class now.
Yes, they have slipped, haven't they?
Rudy, as I recall, you were always quite a one with the ladies. Now, just what was the secret of your success?
That's difficult to say, Monty, but I think it's my singing, my voice. Yes, I've had that beautiful voice ever since I was a baby.
Yes, Rudy. I guess you were born with a silver spoon in your nose.
Please hold on. I'll have you know that I do not sing through my nose.
Oh, ridiculous. Rudy, you're the only man who can sing Deep Night and accompany himself on the saxophone at the same time. But I suppose we did have some laughs at Yale.
We sure did. Monty, wouldn't it be fun if we could recapture those golden years?
Well, perhaps that can be arranged. I'll retire to my dressing room and get into my cap and gown. I shall return presently.
Good. And by the time you get back, I too will be in costume. I'll wear my sweatshirt, the one with OU Kid written on it. Been some time since yours truly has attempted to turn out a lyric, but here it is, for better or for worse, in the title... How soon? How soon, darling, may I start pouring out my heart? Before you know, it will overflow with love for you. How soon, when will I be true? Weary in for you. When will I take you and make you my complete one? Sweet one, I have made an honest
person can't go on rehearsing forever. How soon, tell me, when will you say the words I do? Please don't delay, darling, name the day.
Second number should lift us up musically at this point as she does a rollicking version of Something for the Boys.
I'm always doing something, something for the boys. I'm always doing something for lads if it adds to their joy. So don't tell me it's the rum thing if I'm out with them nightly till three. 'Cause I'm always doing something for the boys, 'cause they're doing something for me.
Here I am, Rudy, ready to help you recapture a moment or two of your undergraduate days at Yale.
Ah, those good old days, Monty.
I despise nostalgia. But for your sake, I'll bear with you. Go ahead, bring on those small, salaried, dull, exasperating good old days.
Quiet, fellas, quiet. Here comes Professor Woolley. Quiet.
Good morning. I see we have with us the usual collection of smiling, empty faces. This class would be a credit to Harvard. We will now proceed with the distasteful task of calling the roll. Joseph Murray.
Present.
William Murray.
Present.
John McMurray.
Mac present.
Quiet!
Present.
Who said that? Who said that?
I did, sir. Henry, be quiet.
Well, see, there you are. See that you are quiet. Now, Hubert Valley. Hubert Valley.
He's out in the hall, sir.
Well, fetch him in here, pronto.
Si, si, senor.
Thank you, pronto. Here he is. Valley, do you realize you've kept this whole class waiting?
Hi-ho, everybody.
Hello. My time isn't your time. You're tardied. I've told you repeatedly, tardiness is anathema to me.
Tut-tut, Professor. Remember the peasants.
Quiet!
Present?
Not you, Henry. Herbert Valley, Hubert Valley, if you're late to class again, I'll punish you. I'll make you sit with the boys.
But, Professor, you forget. There are no girls here at Yale.
Well, there are if I have a joke that goes that way. We will now proceed with the class play.
Very good, sir.
I'll wager it won't be. Now, you all know your parts. You have your manuscripts. We'll start with Act 1, Scene 1, and pretend this classroom is the lounge of the Bankers Club. Curtain.
Charlie Davis. Well, 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 good old Charlie. I haven't seen you in years. This certainly does my heart good.
Well, if it isn't George Smith, I have not seen you since Newport. This is really a thrill.
Newport! Oh, I'll never forget. You'd just been married.
Yes, to the most wonderful girl in the world.
Her name was Jean, wasn't it?
Something like that. I've forgotten. That was last year, you know. I've remarried since then.
You have?
To the most wonderful girl in the world. Ours is no ordinary love. Ours is a ripening affection, a flowering emotion, a flame that...
Oh, stop!
Mr. Valet, that is the worst performance I have ever witnessed.
But, Professor, I...
Silence!
I almost said quiet.
Present?
Confounded, he trapped me. Valet, I'm going to offer you some advice. When you leave college, go into some business. Any business, but stay away from the stage. You will never be an actor.
If this was 1944, those words would sound pretty silly.
But they'd still be true. Well, Rudy, that is that.
Ah, Monty, strange are the ways of fate. It gives one to think that only 20 short years ago, I was a mere callow college youth. And today, I am considered one of the foremost actors of the American theater.
Yes, Rudy. And as the Latin quotation so aptly puts it, ipso sum quantorum amamus quid et sunt. Literal translation, you should live so long. So long. See you later.
For a long time now, I've wanted to translate a French-Canadian folk song that the habitants back in Westbrook, Maine, taught me when I was a boy. Unless you've ever seen one of the old trappers do it with all the gestures, you've missed something. I'm not sure that I'm equal to the task, but assisted by the sportsman, here's Alouette. Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing. How I like your pretty hair.
How I like your pretty hair.
A pretty hair.
A pretty hair. A
pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette,
gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing.
How I like your pretty eyes.
How I like your pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes.
Pretty hair.
Pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Oh, Alouette,
gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing.
How I like your pretty nose.
How I like your pretty nose.
Pretty nose.
Pretty nose.
Pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes.
Pretty hair.
Pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Oh,
Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing.
How I like your pretty mouth.
How I like your pretty mouth.
A pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth.
Pretty nose.
Pretty nose.
A pretty eye.
Pretty eye.
Pretty hair.
Washed with green.
Alouette.
Oh, Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing.
How I like your graceful form.
How I like your graceful form.
Graceful form.
A graceful form.
A pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth.
A pretty nose.
Pretty nose.
A pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes.
Pretty hair.
Washed with green.
Alouette.
Alouette. Oh, Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing. Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing.
That's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. Just one glimpse of lovely you, and some man's heart may catch a breathless moment. For love does come with mystery and suddenness, but always it comes from something special and wonderful about you. Your smile, the way you do your hair. Yes, girls, beautiful hair, gleaming with natural luster, is a first principle of feminine loveliness. And that's why you should use green shampoo with hair conditioner.
because no other shampoo can make your hair look so lovely.
No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the natural luster. Instead, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new, improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So, girls, for lovely, shining hair, a charm that helps to make a heart stand still, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Or ask your beauty shop to use it.
Well, I guess that's all for now, Monty. It's been a pleasure having you here tonight. I wonder if you wouldn't like to drop in again next week and scatter a few more barbed darts.
Well, I'd love to, Rudy, love to. This program sets a new record. It's the first time there hasn't been at least one joke about my beard.
Oh, we discussed that before you got here, Monty, but we decided not to split any hairs.
There still hasn't been one joke about my beard. Well, good night, Rudy.
A special message to men between the ages of 17 and 50. Never before was the merchant marine's need for men so critical. Much needed supplies are being held up for lack of men to sail the ships, to carry these supplies to our fighting men overseas. Whether or not you have had sea experience, if you are between 17 and 35 and have not received induction notices, you are wanted to train for deck, engine, radio, steward, and hospital corps jobs. Those between 35 and 50 are eligible for training as cooks and stewards. In either case, if you want to help in this emergency, register immediately at your local U.S. Employment Service office or in principal cities at the U.S. Maritime Service. Your country needs you. Now.
Rudy Ballet will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood. Truman Bradley speaking. And remember, no other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.